this morning, before we have Brother Copeland come and deliver the message and the ministry for healing, we're going to worship the Lord with our giving. We're going to do something very special this morning where our giving is concerned. And I want you to open your Bibles to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. And we're going to be talking this morning about what we are going to name our seed. It's so important that we name our seed. And we're going to do that this morning, and we're going to see the results of seed that is sown. We're going to see God manifested in our physical body. And this is a really good opportunity for every one of us, no matter what condition your body might be in right now. For those of you who are healed and well, let this be recurrent training. For those of you who need that, pay very close attention, because the Word of God is alive and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. And it's living. It's a living, breathing entity that as it enters into the human body, it does exactly what it's supposed to do. So in Mark chapter 4, we're talking about naming our seed as we prepare to sow. It says in verse 26, "So is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up. He knows not how. For the earth brings forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, and after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth immediately, he puts in the sickle, because the harvest is come." So as you go through this, you ask a couple of questions. What was the name of the seed that the farmer sowed? It was corn. That was the name of the seed. What was the farmer expecting to harvest? He had an expectation to harvest corn. So what he did was he chose the seed that would give him the desired results that he wanted. As a child, as I was growing up, I was very close to my grandfather, my mother's father, and we lived next door to him, and I saw him, was with him a lot, and he had a huge garden, a wonderful garden. And the thing that I enjoyed so much as a child was working with him in that garden, how he took care of it, how he watched over it, how he watered it, but especially what he did in determining what he was going to have as results. He would take whatever the seed pouch was, and on it would be a beautiful picture of whatever he wanted to sow, whether it was cucumbers or tomatoes or whatever it was. He would take that seed pouch and he would staple it to a painter's stir stick. And then he would stick it in the ground where he sowed the seed. And it was amazing to me as a child as I would watch that seed grow and it would develop. And then one day it would become what was on the package. That's exactly what we do with our seed. We take, and we'll be having the ushers distribute the seed pouches here in just a few moments to place your seed into it and making a determination what you're going to name that seed this morning. Our seeds will do whatever we tell them to do. And this is interesting. Psalm 104, 14, let me read it to you. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle, an herb or seed for the service of man, that he may bring forth fruit out of the earth. The seed that we sow, the money that we place into the offering, that is a service to us. That is what we plant, and we have an expectation of what to reap. Now, let me give you a few quotes from Brother Copeland. This, I took this from a Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast many years ago, and he was talking on that particular day about naming your seed. Listen to what he said. "Whatever the believer's need is, there is a name that must be assigned to that financial seed in order to give it spiritual life. When you do that, money becomes the physical carrier, the outer husk of the spiritual thing that you're planting and expecting to come back to you in supernatural abundance." And then he said this, "We must assign a purpose to that seed by naming it. Name that seed the very thing you are in need of." And then he gave an example, such as my healing. And that's what we're going to name our seed today. My healing. Say it. My healing. He said, "Speak the word of life into your seed with corresponding scripture in the same faith-filled manner that God spoke to make things come to pass. Because you were created in God's image and likeness, your words will bring life to that seed. You'll reap a supernatural harvest of whatever you name that seed to be. If you name your seed healing, then expect to reap a harvest of healing. So let's stop for a moment and take a pop quiz. What are we going to name our seed this morning? My healing. Very good. Very good, class. Well done. Here's an example. And you don't have to turn to this, but let me give you the scripture reference. 2 Samuel 24. King David named his seed. He'd been disobedient to the Lord by numbering the people. As a result, a plague attacked the land. And to stop that plague, the prophet Gad instructed David to sow an offering. And it says in verse 25 in the New Living Translation, David built an altar there to the Lord and sacrificed, or he sowed, burnt offerings and peace offerings. And the Lord answered his prayer for the land, and the plague on Israel was stopped. David named his seed the healing of the nation. And so what we're going to do today as we prepare for this offering, we're going to name it My Healing. Or you could also add to that, and those of you that are going to be giving cash will have these envelopes for you, and you might want to have an envelope anyway to write down what you're believing for. What are you standing for? And I can assure you, we at Kenneth Copeland Ministries will pray over each and every one of those envelopes. And whether it's the healing for yourself or someone in your family, or someone that you're believing God for, put their name down there. List what it is. Just put down there, I'm believing for my healing. And we'll be in agreement with you on that. So I want you to say this after me. Today, I name my seed. I call it my healing. Or you can call it whatever it is, the healing for wife, husband, son, daughter, niece, nephew, whoever it is that you're placing that in there. Say it, I sow it into the rich soil of healing school. And by faith, I receive a harvest of healing and a harvest of miracles. Father, we thank you for that today. And we thank you that as we begin this service, as we step into the glory of God, into the glory of your healing, we sow this seed into the kingdom. And Lord, we are calling it my healing. We're calling it the healing of our loved ones. And we believe that, we receive it, we take hold of it. And Lord, throughout this entire service, our faith is alert and alive and exercising to receiving that healing. We believe it, we take hold of it. And thank you, Father, for the miracles that are going to take place. In Jesus' name. Amen. Do you believe that today? Do you receive that today? All right. Those of you that would like a seed pouch, an envelope, raise your hand right now. And one of our ushers will bring this to you. And write that down. Write it down, or write it down for whoever that you're believing for. And you can make your checks payable to KCM. And if you're giving online, kcm.org/TV event. And we're believing the same thing for you. That as you give into this offering, we are standing and believing that you're naming that seed right now. It's my healing. I take it, I receive it, I believe it, I have it. Those of you that want to call, we have our prayer ministers that are standing by that will also help you as you give, 877-281-6297. And then also those that are going to give by text, text EVENT to 36609. And then those who are going to be writing to us, Kenneth Copeland Ministries, or simply KCM, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Father, we thank you and honor you for all that is going to take place, that between now and the end of this service, we will see a harvest of healing and miracles and deliverance. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Amen.